It is about 19 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, TGIF. And when you think about the Hame Center, you think about exercise, and I guess surviving outdoors in Southeast Alaska is exercise. And joining me in the studio right now is Cindy Edwards and Rick Peterson, who are here to talk about a special class that's coming up. And if you want to take this class, you better do your homework, because there's a lot going on. Cindy, let's start with how this became a part of the Hame Center.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, thanks for having us in. This has been a really great opportunity, because the Hame Center last year, the reason the Hame Center exists is because of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And of course, the Fine Arts Camp continues on in the summer. So for that time period that the Fine Arts Camp happens, they use the gym. And so lucky us, we get to use it 11 months of the year, and they get it for that month. But this year is a little different in that they have worked really hard on Allen Auditorium. So that building is ready to roll for camp. And so we're going to be open more hours this year, but it's still going to be less than our normal hours. So we have a special hours. But the whole reason that the outdoor survival workshop came into play was because we thought, okay, so there'll be less hours in the gym. So the gym is going to be Mother Nature this year. So you get out there and get your exercise in Mother Nature. So this year we'll supplement that a little more, but we're still offering this workshop thanks to the incredible Rick Peterson.
Well,
and Rick is, of course, with AMSI, the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. And Rick, how did you get involved with surviving outdoors?
Oh, that's a good question. I used to work in the school district for about 9 years. I worked with community schools for 7, and part of my job was to lead wilderness expeditions with kids. We'd take them up Edgecombe and do kayak trips and camping trips. And I took an AMSI class back in 2002 to beef up my land survival skills, and started teaching outdoor survival through the school district, and then moved into AMSI about almost 5 years ago now.
You would think that living in Sitka, Alaska, outdoor survival would be a natural thing for people to do, but it's probably not the case.
Yeah, sure. I guess most people aren't considering surviving out there. They just want to go and play. And hopefully we don't ever have to be in a survival situation, but it does happen, and it happens more frequently than we'd like it to. It's a dangerous world out there, both on the ocean and on land, if you make it to land. And I've personally had a few accidents and had some close calls. I've been rescued by search and rescue. I've had to call the Coast Guard for help. I've had some scary medical issues with kids on trips. So realize that it's important to be prepared.
What are the key things you teach in your course?
Well, it's kind of an introductory course. It doesn't go too in depth.
Are you kidding me? This thing is 2 pages.
Jeff's been doing his homework.
I gave Jeff a list of the learning objectives for the classes. It's 3 classes in a row. The first class already happened on Wednesday of this week, and then the next 2 classes are the next 2 Wednesdays coming up. We just finished an introduction to shore survival and sea survival. This upcoming class is a survival skill set, and we're ending with finding food and water in the wilderness and brown bear protocol. But I guess we started off with a kind of a foundation, the 7 steps to survival. The 7 steps to survival are guidelines created by some rescuers here in Alaska who had worked with a lot of people who survived emergencies both on the water and at land. And they came up with a list of things that the survivors had in common. So we're taking that forward and teaching that to folks.
And what are they?
They are, this will be familiar to people who grew up in the school district probably. It's a recognition, inventory, shelter, signals, water, food, and play.
I imagine recognition is part of not panicking. Just trying to get it in your head that you can do this.
Sure, yeah. You have to recognize that you're in trouble, and recognize that this might be the day that you lose your life if you don't take action. And you have to realize this in time to take your action. There are a lot of events that happen rapidly, and if you don't act swiftly, you die. Mm-hmm. But if you do, then you live.
And I've been to beaches, for all my life here in Southeast Alaska, and I don't think about looking around and what would I do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So how do you start teaching folks? Do you make them get wet and then...
The first class we didn't get wet, but we'll probably get wet for the next two classes if it's raining. We're going to be going outside. We just start off getting to know people. We introduce ourselves and I tell them what the class is about, and then we dive into it. I'd like to show a couple of video clips that I hit home. We watched a boat fire. Somebody was in a sailboat with a camera on his head, and he had a fire that was unexpected, and he got knocked off his vessel, and he was a man overboard victim. Just to show how these emergencies sometimes happen, I told a couple stories of how I've lost my backpack in the back of the sisters. I was hanging off of a cliff by a blueberry bush, and I had to drop my pack. And there are just different ways that you lose all of your safety nets. And so we talked about what to do about that when you lose everything.
Well, Cindy, it sounds like you're an outdoors person, and you're into this too.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's outdoors persons that live here. Everyone is one because they are living here and because we're surrounded with so much beauty. But I do hear a lot of folks that are kind of afraid to get out. It's a little scary to get out. And that's one of the reasons we have this workshop is because Rick, next Wednesday, he'll be focusing on actual survival shelters and emergency signals and how to build a fire in the pouring down rain. And those are three things that skill set is so critical to anyone. And all of a sudden now being in the great outdoors isn't quite as intimidating because if things do go bad, I know what to do. And I think that's last year what he taught this course. And it's so hands-on, and you really feel what it's like to be out there, and you learn what you do. And I know that if I'm stuck out there, I'm going to be thinking of the things that Rick taught me. And he's such a good instructor in the calming ways in which he teaches and how it just feels really concise what he teaches. And so I know that I'll be calling upon that groundedness and the even keelness and staying calm and having the skill set. So I feel like everyone should go to these workshops because I really feel like it's a skill set that will allow you to enjoy this nature and the great outdoors even more.
Well, who are you looking for this
Everybody.
Course?
Everybody. Anyone at all. Honestly, I think a lot of, like he said, a lot of people learn this in fourth grade, but as an adult or as a young adult, now you have a new awareness. And so now you're going to get that much more out of it because you're going to remember more and you're also going to be able to apply it better. And you'll be in that position where you, like he said, you'll have to look at this like, okay, I have a choice here and I'm either going to take action or I'm not. And to have this in your back pocket will make it so that you can do it again.
Sure. What'd you mention about brown bear awareness? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're pretty all aware of brown bears, but what's the keys? Give us some free stuff here right now.
Sure. I've actually had so many. I'm at the point now where I've seen bears so many times I don't even remember all the encounters. Had a real scary encounter in Stargaven Valley a couple years ago where a mother bear was approaching us on the trail. And I was with a friend and my kids, and I could actually, my heart's pounding not thinking about it. we were on the Nelson Logging Road, and she approached us, and right away we all stood up together and faced her and made some noise, and she went away and pushed her cubs away. And we were like, oh, great, bear experiences, this is neat. Yeah. But then she came back.
Yeah, they kind of circle around, don't they?
But she didn't even circle around. She just turned around on the trail and walked toward us.
Oh, okay.
And she just walked right toward come right at us. And her cubs were right behind her, and she just wasn't stopping. So we took out our pepper spray, and we stood in a group of four people. And my daughter was little at the time, so we put her on our back. And, the cubs got into her butt and started pushing her closer and closer. And she just – I thought – in my memory, she was far away. I went back and looked at the area again. And it was much, much closer than I remembered. It was, 30 feet away when she stopped. And she turned her body sideways to me and showed me her teeth. And so we managed her with our behavior, and we'll teach some of the behaviors that we do. I didn't pack a gun, didn't have to use the bear spray. I tossed a rock near her eventually after stomping and yelling. And when she got aggressive with me, I got a little bit aggressive with her and stomped and stepped toward her. And then I threw a stone, and that made her leave. But when I led expeditions in the woods with kids, one time I carried a gun, and all the rest I just carried bear spray. And we're going to talk about decisions whether to carry a gun or bear spray. I know that there are probably a lot of you folks listening right now would rather have the gun, and there are plenty of appropriate times when you should have a gun.
Well, but, when is that? Let's delve into that a little
bit.
Yeah.
Well, just one quick story. was teaching kayaking up in Anchorage, and one of the kayak guides was also a school teacher. But he was on an island with kids and up in northern Alaska. He's, along the opposite coast, a bear was chasing a moose, and the moose jumped into the river, and the bear followed, and the bear got swept away by the current, and the moose escaped. But then the bear came hunting, carnivorous bear, dumped on the island with all the kids, and they had a gun with them, and they shot that bear. Mm. So, I mean, there are circumstances. For sure, I mean, we don't have to. We could spend the rest of the hour on bear stories, yeah.
But I think that's a really obviously a key point. People love to talk about bear stories and bears, and I think that you know this. So this is the 23rd, right? We'll be covering that in your class, and
yes.
And I think you know questions that you have about that, and how do you? What is appropriate behavior? It's a really good thing to sit and talk about, especially with someone seasoned. And that same night, it'll also be about finding food and finding water in survival setting. So I think that, and plants, are you doing that again with all the different
yeah,
plants?
Yeah, I'm going to go out and over the weekend collect a lot of wild edibles. We'll bring them into the classroom. We'll teach you what you can eat, what's poisonous. We have at least 3 plants in our area that can kill you. We've got a number of plants that are toxic, but some of them are toxic, but you can also eat them if you know what to do with them. And yeah, so we'll be doing that. That's hands-on. We'll be actually blasting off a pepper spray so you know what it looks like. And then
hopefully not what it feels like.
All right.
Right.
The upcoming class, too, this upcoming Wednesday, we're going to actually build some shelters. I'll bring in materials and we'll build some survival shelters. Everybody's going to go outside. Hopefully it'll be raining. Mm-hmm. And we have to build a fire, and it has to burn long enough to boil water. And a cool trick would be to boil it in a paper cup if you want to see that.
No kidding.
And we're also going to practice Mayday calls as part of the emergency signal section. So, yeah, it's pretty jam-packed.
We could talk for so long, just even how to build a fire in the rain. I was telling you earlier that I take my firewood with me, and it's always dry, so I don't have to worry about that too much, but there may come a day when I do, and what a great course.
Mm-hmm.
And just the jam-packed information. I wish I could, you know, this is radio. We can't go over all of this, but... it's just amazing, and it's so cool for the Haim Center to be providing this course.
Well, we're just really grateful to Rick as well, offering the expertise that he has, and talk about free information. I mean, if you're a member of the Haim Center, it's only $5 a class, which is crazy great deal. And then if you are non-member, it's just going to be $13 for the class. So it's close to free, and it's just a wonderful way to get the skill set that you need and save your life. So really, anyone that you like in town, you should tell them about this class. just, you know,
we're on an island. You're going to be on a boat eventually at some point in time.
You're going to be in the woods. You're going to be on a boat. Yeah. So if you'd like to learn more, there's information on haimcenter.com, or you can call the Haim Center at 747-5080 to get more information about it.
So are you guys actually locking the doors for the summer, or are you?
No, we have more access this summer than we did last summer, which is
great.
She's
got another sheet
news.
Of paper. Here we go.
Well, that, you know, all this information again is on haimcenter.com, so you can go check it out.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to read it? Jeff.
Highlight. Give me a highlight.
Well, weekdays we're going to be open 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Then we're going to have a power lunch from 12 to 1. And then we'll be open again in the evenings, 4:30 to 8. So you can pick your favorite time of the day to work out, get the workout in, and then get outside and practice living safely in the woods.
Okay, Cindy, Rick, thank you so much for coming in.
Sure.
Fantastic course, and I think I might take it.
You should.
I probably should.
Good.
Okay.
Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.